Would you like to reduce your business's electric bill by 30, 40, even 60%? Then you need to check out ReduceMyAC.com. My friends at ReduceMyAC.com sell the new FridgeWise smart motors, which will dramatically reduce the cost of cooling. How does it work? Well, your current blower motor runs at only one speed, but this new smart motor from FridgeWise runs at variable speeds, faster or slower. It will keep your air at a consistent desired temperature, and their motor and fan systems for walk-in coolers and freezers save up to 75% of current electricity used. For businesses as small as a mom-and-pop grocery or restaurant to the largest office building, retail space, or casino, it could save you tens of thousands of dollars annually. Give them a call, 702-570-2501. That's 702-570-2501. Or check them out at ReduceMyAC.com. That's ReduceMyAC.com. ReduceMyAC.com.
Gather around. Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out. Step by step, a lot of evil, a lot of bad people, a lot of bad people, a lot of fake media. Look at them, a lot of fake media. Listen up. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out.
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one, time is running out. Number two, time is running out. Number three, time is running out. Number four,
hang out. Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's live and local now for a Tuesday, a busy, busy Tuesday. The very latest, in fact, I'll just give it to you. The very latest, a judge has ruled that Bill Cosby is a, quote, sexually violent predator, unquote, ahead of sentencing for a 2004 sexual assault. So he has not been given a sentence. But we do know that regardless of what happens, whether all he gets is house arrest or he gets 5 to 10 years in the slammer, he will be viewed as a, quote, sexually violent predator. We also know that Jackie Rosen has finally agreed to a debate in Las Vegas, but she's refusing to accept a debate in Reno. What is she afraid of going to Washoe County? By the way, the debate here in Las Vegas will be October 19th, the day before early voting starts. It'll be aired statewide on CBS affiliates and Univision. We'll see about that. But Dean Heller will have at least one debate with Jackie Rosen. It will be here in Las Vegas. The big question is, what about the invitation for a debate on October the 8th in Reno that would be aired statewide on the NBC affiliates and Telemundo? That would cover just about everybody. Two debates, I think is reasonable. Why is she afraid to debate Senator Dean Heller in Reno? I don't quite understand that. Also, the president, tough talk. Oh, my gosh. He went after everybody at the United Nations today. I thought it was a great speech. How it will be received, anybody's guess. Then we've got the Michael Avenatti deal. He has a client that he says is set to go public with Kavanaugh accusations in the next 48 hours. What is she waiting for? Somebody please explain this to me. Why not just get it out there? Is she waiting for Thursday's hearing? I mean, this thing has become so politicized and so much gamesmanship. It just makes no sense at all. That's why I think the ultimate answer is for the Senate to go and vote. Just go vote. Don't even worry about the Senate Judiciary Committee. Just call a vote on the floor of the United States Senate. They can do that. Now Brett Kavanaugh did what is unprecedented. He actually went on TV ahead of a vote by the Senate Judiciary Committee. He was on with Martha McCallum, and he explained why Americans should believe him and should back him in his bid to be on the highest court in the land.
So what do you think is happening? What's happening?
I don't know, but I want a fair process where I can defend my integrity. I'm telling the truth. I know my lifelong record, and I'm not going to let false accusations drive me out of this process. I have faith in God, and I have the fairness of the American people. America's about fairness and hearing from both sides, and I didn't do this or anything resembling this. This is wrong.
So you are going to be pressed on something that you just said about people do things in high school, and you were all drinking. Were there times when perhaps you drank so much? Was there ever a time that you drank so much that you couldn't remember what happened the night before?
No, that never happened.
You never said to anyone, "I don't remember anything about last night."
No. That did not happen.
Do you sense that any kind of the description of the behavior that I just described with these, you know, women being taken into rooms and raped or having sex with a number of guys, that was going on at the parties that you were at?
I never saw any such thing. Any such thing. I certainly never participated in any such thing, but I never saw or heard of any such thing. And I was focused on trying to be number one in my class. And being captain of the varsity basketball team, and doing my service projects, going to church. The vast majority of time I spent in high school was studying or focused on sports and being a good friend to the boys and the girls that I was friends with. We have these great lifelong friendships that are fantastic, and supporting each other through the ups and downs of life. And you know, they're an awesome group of people.
The other thing we learned from the interview was that Brett Kavanaugh was a virgin through high school, and he said for many years beyond. I imagine there are. I mean, I know married people that say, my wedding night was our first night. So it's not unusual for somebody to say, "Hey, I'm a freshman in college or a junior in college, whatever it is." He said it was through high school and for many years beyond. But he declared to be a virgin. Very weird. We're getting into a Supreme Court nominee's sexuality, which I must tell you, I'm very uncomfortable with it. I really honestly am. You want to join us, you are welcome to do so. It doesn't happen often. In fact, I can't recall in my lifetime a Supreme Court nominee going on TV ahead of the Senate Judiciary Committee sending a nomination to the floor of the United States. I just can't remember it. I don't think it's happened. It is unprecedented. You want to join us? Here's how you do it. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. And one of the things that I want to get to is this issue of having to essentially prove a negative. How is Brett Kavanaugh? In fact, people were very critical on the cable news shows last night, at least on MSNBC and CNN. Of him going on TV as if, going on Fox. These other networks are so jealous. You notice that? They are so, they would love to be the number one cable news network, but they just can't do it. They just can't do it.
You want to join us? You want to be a part of the show? 844-2-NEVADA. It's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. Jameson's on board. So is Ashley. And we're glad to have you on board as well. My name is Kevin Wall. The program, live and local, now.
Attention, cat owners. The hottest product on the market for cats is Meowawana. You heard me, Meowawana. Relax, folks. Meowawana is 100% organic catnip. It's safe, all-natural, USA-manufactured, and designed to stimulate healthy activity for your cat. Choose from Meowie Wowie, Calico Kush, Purple Passion, and an entire line of toys, accessories, and apparel. Order now, get the Kevin Wall Special. 15% off. Just use the promo code WALL at checkout. Go to Meowawana.com. That's Meowawana.com.
Would you like to reduce your business's electric bill by 30, 40, even 60%? Then you need to check out ReduceMyAC.com. My friends at ReduceMyAC.com sell the new FridgeWise smart motors, which will dramatically reduce the cost of cooling. How does it work? Well, your current blower motor runs at only one speed, but this new smart motor from FridgeWise runs at variable speeds, faster or slower. It will keep your air at a consistent desired temperature, and their motor and fan systems for walk-in coolers and freezers save up to 75% of current electricity used. For businesses as small as a mom-and-pop grocery or restaurant to the largest office building, retail space, or casino, it could save you tens of thousands of dollars annually. Give them a call, 702-570-2501. That's 702-570-2501. Or check them out at ReduceMyAC.com. That's ReduceMyAC.com. ReduceMyAC.com.
Do you want to earn a higher rate of return than you're making in the stock market? I'm talking about beating the market year after year. Hi, I'm Greg Herline. If you want to make more tax-free income, call me today at 888-738-1764. I specialize in helping people make more tax-free income with an IRA-approved retirement vehicle. And best of all, it's approved by the IRS. So what are you waiting on? Call me at 888-738-1764 and take control of your financial future with tax-free income. Call me at 888-738-1764. The consultation is absolutely free, so call me at 888-738-1764.
Horizon Trust Company is an independent passive custodian and is not associated or affiliated with and does not recommend, promote, or advise any specific investment opportunity, investment company, or any agents, employees, representatives, or other of such firms or entities. Investments are not FDIC insured, offer no bank guarantee, and may lose value.
Take control of your financial future. Call 888-738-1764.
Hello, this is Brent Jones again, owner of Real Water and Real MMA. As a Nevada businessman, I understand how difficult it can be to stay in business and remain profitable. Taxation, excessive regulation, employment issues, lawsuits, competition, increases in supply cost. The list goes on. That is why a group of concerned business owners formed the Real Chamber of Commerce. We need a pro-business environment in our great state. Unfortunately, taxes have increased dramatically this past year, and regulation just keeps increasing, making it harder and harder to make ends meet. We must take Nevada back. The Real Chamber will work hard on your behalf to fight against additional tax increases and more regulation. You need a chamber that is truly on your side. That is the Real Chamber of Commerce. Please, join Real Water and other concerned business owners. Get involved and help take Nevada back. For more information, go to realchamberofcommerce.com. That's realchamberofcommerce.com or call 702-521-0632.
Roberto's Taco Shop, real Mexican food you like. In Mexico, there was a phrase we used to say after enjoying a wonderful meal. Fabuloso. That's what best describes the authentic Mexican dishes prepared at Roberto's. Choose from over 100 family recipes. You see, Roberto's uses only the finest and freshest ingredients available. Roberto's Taco Shop, real Mexican food you like. Ah, it's going to be a glorious day.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Okay, now we get to the most bizarre piece of audio that I think I've ever brought you. And this includes our 3+ years here
our 4 years at CBS, I can't recall a newsmaker admitting that as a high school senior, they were a virgin. But it happened last night. This is cut two. Brett Kavanaugh with Martha McCallum, the major revelation of the year, I guess, that as a high schooler and for many years beyond, Brett Kavanaugh was a virgin.
Michael Avenatti says that he has significant evidence, and another accuser who claims that you and Mark Judge at multiple house parties in the Washington, D.C. area during the 1980s would participate in the targeting of women with alcohol and drugs to allow a train of men to subsequently gang rape them. There are multiple witnesses that will corroborate these facts, and each of them must be called to testify publicly. Did you ever participate in, or were you ever aware of any gang rape that happened at a party that you attended?
That's totally false and outrageous. Never done any such thing, known about any such thing. When I was in high school, and I went to an all-boys Catholic high school, a Jesuit high school, where I was focused on academics and athletics, going to church every Sunday at Little Flower, working on my service projects, and friendship. Friendship with my fellow classmates and friendship with girls from the local all-girls Catholic schools. And yes, there were parties. And the drinking age was 18, and yes, the seniors were legal and had beer there. And yes, people might have had too many beers on occasion, and people generally in high school, I think all of us have probably done things we look back on in high school and regret or cringe a bit, but that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about an allegation of sexual assault. I've never sexually assaulted anyone. I did not have sexual intercourse or anything close to sexual intercourse in high school or for many years thereafter. And the girls from the schools I went to and I were
so
friends.
So you're saying that all through all these years that are in question, you were a virgin?
That's correct.
Never had sexual intercourse with anyone in high school?
Correct.
And through what years in college, since we're probing into your personal
many
life
years,
here?
Many years after. I'll leave it at that. Many years after.
It's not often you hear somebody on cable news admit to their virginity. I'm going to tell you, I find that remarkable. And by the way, I happen to have some inside knowledge. Like Judge Kavanaugh, I went to a Jesuit high school, all boys. We did have parties. There was liquor there. For all I know, well, I'll just leave it at that. Boys were always able to find girls, and girls were always able to find boys. Was there some nasty sexual stuff that went on? It might have. I'll be honest with you. I never saw it during my high school years, and I just had one of my high school classmates say, virgin, just like you, right? No comment. I'll no comment. But the fact is, this is bizarre. Brett Kavanaugh is trying to prove a negative. And even now, Michael Avenatti and the attorney for Christine Blasey Ford are trying to argue what should happen on Thursday. Thursday may not happen. Thursday may be a day when the Senate Judiciary Committee simply goes to it, just calls for a vote. Nobody testifies. Let's go to a vote. And then let the chips fall where they may. If Mitch McConnell and Chuck Grassley have the votes, my guess is they will call for a vote as early as Thursday. It just and the Democrats will do everything they can to stop it. But if they don't have the votes, if Susan Collins and Jeff Flake and all these people vote aye, or even if one of them doesn't vote aye, they will call for a vote. And then it will go to the full Senate. And within a couple of weeks, maybe sooner, they'll have a vote. This has all been one big delaying tactic. Now, what I find fascinating is the left. Gloria Borger and Jeffrey Toobin were in agreement that this whole thing was this whole interview with Martha McCallum was unprecedented in Supreme Court history.
It is extraordinary. And I was talking to a smart Republican today, and I said, why is he doing this? Because doesn't it make him look desperate? Mm. And the answer was no. He wanted to do it, and it stiffens the backbone of Republicans. And perhaps they're worried that some Republicans may be tempted to wander. And so that's why they're doing that.
Fox News? Really? Well, I mean, you know, that's where Supreme Court justices are now expected to appear. I mean, I just think, you know, there is at least the nominal appearance of nonpartisanship that is usually required of Supreme Court justices to go on Republican television and, you know,
but
you
just
know,
to
get
go
all
on
weepy.
Television
well,
is
I know,
strange.
But, you know, go on the Today Show, go on, you know, 2020 or something. But to go on the Republican network, mm-hmm. I think is pretty unusual.
I think it's even more weird.
I don't find it weird. I think it's unusual to see any Supreme Court nominee go on any TV show. If he'd gone on 60 Minutes or if he'd gone on Dateline NBC or any of them. The fact is, it was just very, very unusual. You want to join us? You want to be a part of the show? What did you learn other than the virginity of Brett Kavanaugh into his high school years, and he says, and many years beyond? Does that mean his days at Yale? Did he lose his virginity? Does anybody really want to know when he lost his virginity and who he lost his virginity to? Is that going to be a part of the deal on Thursday? I'll be honest with you. I don't know where this is headed, but it's going to get, you know, we thought the hearings, 30 hours of hearings, were rowdy and raucous and really unbecoming of the Senate of the United States. You think that was bad. Imagine what's going to happen Thursday morning. You want to talk about a three-ring circus? You think the protesters will be out in force? Absolutely. Of course they will. 844. The number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. We're talking about the three-ring circus that is the confirmation hearings of Brett Kavanaugh. We're talking about a serious sexual predator. That's what we are now to call Bill Cosby, America's favorite dad. We will learn his sentence later today, maybe on our show. Yeah. So stick around. We got a whole bunch to do. My name is Kevin Wall. The program live and local now.
Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
And we thought Monday was a busy day. Today is Tuesday, and it's even busier. More stuff going on. News is breaking all around us. Bill Cosby is being labeled by a judge as a sexual predator and a danger to the public. We've got the president speaking at the United Nations, and I thought it was a brilliant speech. It's not like the rally speech he did here in Las Vegas last week, but it was still a very, very good speech. Joining us now, Kayleigh McEnany, national spokesperson for the RNC, the Republican National Committee. She joins us. Kayleigh, good morning.
Hey, how are you, Kevin?
I am doing just great. Did you get a chance to see the president? I know you've been doing TV hits all over the place. Have you had? Did you have a chance to see the president, though?
I saw a little bit here and there, and it was such a patriotic speech, one that focused on America's place in the world, being a leader on the world stage and American sovereignty, and it was so refreshing to see a world leader, to see the president of the United States stand up for America rather than apologize for America, as happened endlessly throughout the Obama administration. So I love the speech. I think it was a winning one, and to see him call out Venezuela as well, it was really a great moment for the president.
And it was so different from a president leading from behind, as a former President Obama did. This was a president that was saying America first, and he meant it.
That's right. He said America first, and he meant it. And you see that he unapologetically advocates what's best for hardworking Americans, even when it's not an easy decision to make, be it the Paris Climate Accord, withdrawing pressure to stay in, or the Iran deal, or the Trans-Pacific Partnership. All of those were bad deals for America, and he withdrew. Despite pressure from European allies, when President Obama wanted to wine and dine with his fellow world leaders and enter these cozy deals that ended up, you know, hurting the American worker in the case of TPP and Paris Climate Accord, President Trump didn't do it. He said Americans first, and he means it, and you see it in word and in action.
Well, and he talked about oil price. He was kind of an equal opportunity basher today, in that he bashed some of our friends, he bashed a lot of our enemies, and this was as tough a speech from an American president as I think I've ever seen at the United Nations. What about you?
I think that's exactly right. And, you know, he makes clear America first doesn't mean America alone. There are a place for allies, but the interests of our allies can't come before those of the American people. When, you know, the European Union's putting onerous tariffs on our workers, on our manufacturers, we're going to do it back. We're not going to allow that kind of inequity. And same with China, when they're stealing our intellectual property, when they're hitting us with onerous tariffs as well. We're not going to let the status quo stand. Other presidents were afraid to make change because it sometimes means short-term pain for long-term gain. But this president isn't afraid to call folks out, and he isn't afraid to take action.
I want to ask you, everybody and their brother was waiting for the president to announce dates for a new North Korean summit. I did not hear any dates, and there was no summit announced. Is there going to be a part two of this Korean summit?
I think we all hope so. You know, that was such an extraordinary first summit. So much progress was made. The release of the U.S. hostages, the return of the U.S. remains. That was all a big deal, and things that had been tried to have worked out for many years prior to the president coming onto the scene. He made it happen, and it was because of that summit and because of the good hard work put in behind the scenes with his foreign policy team. So I think the foreign policy team will have to set the stage and ensure that it's a good meeting for the president, one where progress could be made. But I certainly think that with Mike Pompeo leading those negotiations, we'll see that happen in time.
Again, Candy McEnany joining us, national spokesperson for the Republican National Committee, joining us on our City National Bank guest hotline. While all this is brewing in New York, in Washington, there was talk yesterday that Rod Rosenstein, the deputy attorney general, was going to be fired. We later learned that after a telephone conversation with the president, that Rosenstein drove to the White House but was not fired. He may be fired on Thursday. We don't know. First of all, have you ever met Rod Rosenstein? And if so, what kind of a guy is he?
I have never met Rod Rosenstein. No, I have not.
Okay, I was curious. What is your sense of what that Thursday meeting will be all about? And might there be a classic Trump boardroom, I'm sorry, but you're fired moment?
You know, we'll see. That's the president's decision to make, obviously. I think these were very serious allegations, fireable offenses that were floated in that New York Times story. Anyone who brings up the 25th Amendment is not working for the government they claim that they're working for. There's someone who is trying to subvert that government to take it down, if that was seriously mentioned. Same for the wiretap proposal. Taping the president is a really traitorous crime. It's one that we saw Omarosa conduct when she taped several people in the Trump administration, and to see Rod Rosenstein kind of make that same suggestion is very troubling. So I anticipate the president will ask him if there's any truth to this, and you know, if there is truth, hopefully Rod Rosenstein will offer his resignation. But, you know, that's the president's decision to make, and Thursday will be interesting for two reasons, both that and the Kavanaugh hearings.
Indeed. I want to ask you, because you brought Omarosa up, is anything ever going to happen to her?
I mean, I don't think so. She would have had to have shared confidential information, classified information, rather, for that to be any sort of crime. So, you know, maybe I think she's really lost any sort of public positive perception that maybe she once maintained, although I don't know that she ever maintained that. She's lost any sort of credibility in the public eye, and I think that that's pretty much all she'll suffer as she goes forward.
Kaylee, you mentioned the Kavanaugh hearings that are going to resume on Thursday. Both Christine Blousy Ford and Brett Kavanaugh will testify, but nobody seems to be open to really changing their vote on the committee. The Democrats are dug in. The Republicans are dug in. Why are we doing this?
Yeah, you know, I think why we're doing it, it really comes down to two individuals, and it's Lisa Murkowski and Susan Collins. You know, they are the ones whose votes we need to move this nomination forward. I think Grassley and McConnell have done an excellent job trying their best to move it forward, giving, you know, Ms. Ford an opportunity to testify. It took entirely too long for her to agree to testify, with outrageous demands, I would add. But credit to Republicans for giving her that platform. And I think on Thursday we're going to see a very credible, very, you know, man of character and Brett Kavanaugh. And after that, we hope that this moves forward. And moving forward, again, it comes down to Murkowski and Collins, because absent their vote, we're in a lot of trouble, and the confirmation process is essentially stalled, if not completely stopped entirely, if they don't come on board.
Kaylee, you are national spokesperson for the RNC, the Republican National Committee. Do you get a sense of how those two will vote, Susan Collins, Lisa Murkowski?
Collins, leading up to this moment, you know, has made certain comments like, you know, why is it taking so long for Ms. Ford to agree? I'm paraphrasing her here. She said, you know, if it will be problematic, was her exact word, if Ms. Ford doesn't show up. So that indication said to me that she's with Republicans. She doesn't want to see it move forward. She wants to hear from both. She seemed to be on the same page. But Murkowski came out today and said she wants an FBI investigation. An FBI investigation wouldn't do anything because they don't investigate these matters. Moreover, they don't make determinations of credibility and background checks, so it would do nothing. But again, I think it all comes down to Thursday and really what we see from Kavanaugh and from Ford.
I'm curious what you thought of the Kavanaugh interview with Martha McCallum on Fox News Channel, where it was disclosed, and he was very freely disclosed that he was a virgin through his high school years and for many years after that, whatever that means. First of all, have you ever seen a Supreme Court nominee go on TV to plead his case? And secondly, have you ever had him declare their virginity until, what, age 20 or something?
I think that speaks to the time in which we're at, that you have a nominee having to do that, being essentially forced to do that and provide those facts and those intimate details of his life that should remain personal. I think it was a good choice to go out and to speak publicly. You know, he had to wait for nearly 7 days to have this opportunity to speak out. And I think that's unfortunate. He wanted to clear his name immediately. That's how an innocent person acts. And I think last night we saw a man in a lot of pain who has had to talk to his young daughters about these horrible, baseless accusations against him. And I think you saw a lot of pain. And at one point, him almost choke up in tears, because I think that this has really taken a personal toll on him and his family in the face of an innocent man who has had hundreds and hundreds of women vouch for him.
And one of the things I loved about yesterday was the statement that he released, where he said, "I'm not going to be intimidated into dropping out." I didn't think there was any question that he was going to stay right to the end of this thing. Were you surprised that he came out as forcefully, that he's not going to be intimidated, and that this is just nothing more than a smear campaign?
No, I wasn't surprised, because that's how innocent individuals act. They're not going to allow themselves to be framed or misportrayed in any way. They're not going to allow smear allegations to take them down. I'm proud to see the strength he exhibited and the strength that President Trump has exhibited in saying, I'm standing behind Kavanaugh. I'm not going to allow Democrats to engage in political gamesmanship. And, you know, I think that says all you need to know. This is a team that is going to move forward and one that we hope everyone, every Republican gets on board with so that Judge Kavanaugh can become Justice Kavanaugh.
You know, and all this is happening as a backdrop for all these great things that are going on. The great economic numbers. Yesterday, it got zero publicity. He completed a Korean trade deal. All this is going on around him, and he just keeps getting stuff done. And we just keep, as he likes to say, we just keep winning.
That's right. We keep winning. And again, as you say, everything underreported, that no attention paid to the Korean trade deal, the other great trade deals we've engaged in out there, you know, EU approaching zero tariff and non-tariff barriers, making that agreement. There's so much good going on, and it's every single day we seem to break a new historic economic record. But, of course, it's entirely ignored by the media because they don't want to report on substance. They like the salacious gossip, and they like reporting on whatever they can to try to stop the Trump presidency, and that's the sad fact of it all.
In our final couple of minutes, I want to ask you if we as Republicans are allowing ourselves to be duped by Democrats and by liberals. This whole, Brett Kavanaugh thing, some people are saying that Mitch McConnell and Chuck Grassley are being played, that the further this thing gets towards October 1st, the worse it's going to be, and that Democrats are never, ever, ever, ever going to let this thing come to a vote. Are we being played?
No, look, Mitch McConnell and Chuck Grassley are doing the only thing they can do. For those individuals who say that, I understand your frustration because it's entirely accurate to say Democrats are playing games here. That's why they sat on these allegations, didn't share them with Republicans, basically put them out in the ninth hour just before a vote, ruining the anonymity that one of the accusers asked for. I get that. I understand all of that. But Mitch McConnell and Chuck Grassley, what are they to do if they don't have the votes? It comes down to Collins and Murkowski. If you are upset that they didn't move forward with a vote immediately, well, Murkowski and Collins would have voted no, and then the nomination is over. So they're doing the only thing they can do, which is try to allow as much transparency as possible and hope that Murkowski and Collins come on board in the end, or maybe a red state Democrat. You never know.
In our final minute, the other name that we have not mentioned is Jeff Flake. Out of Arizona, a lame duck and a guy that's no fan of the president. Any feel for where he is on this nomination?
I think that ultimately he will get on board. Certainly the people of Arizona want him to. So I think eventually he will be on board. It'd be pretty sad if he wasn't because he's a Republican that we're counting on. But again, I think Thursday is really going to be the name of the game, and I really think the American people and the senators will see a very credible man of character and someone who should be confirmed to the Supreme Court.
Kaylee, always good visiting with you. Thanks so much. Always appreciate your time, and I know we'll talk again soon.
Sounds good. Thank you, Kevin.
That's Kaylee McEnany, our friend from the Republican National Committee, spokesperson, national spokesperson. You see her on Fox News. You see her on a lot of the cable news networks, and she always handles herself with great dignity, but she's forceful. She's no milquetoast. No. Joining us on our City National Bank guest hotline. Stick around. More to do as we continue. More from Brett Kavanaugh. That interview on Fox. You got to hear this because this is amazing stuff. In one part of the interview, he admits that he was a virgin for his entire high school career and for many years beyond. I don't know what that is, but does that include all of Yale? I'm just telling you. When was the last time a Supreme Court nominee had to admit when they lost their virginity? That's bizarre. My name is Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us. You want to join us, 844 the number 2, Nevada, it's 844-263-8232. Your call straight ahead. In fact, we'll begin with Brady and all the rest of you right behind him. Coming up, live and local now.
Roberto. Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
In Mexico, there was a phrase we used to say after enjoying a wonderful meal. Fabuloso. That's what best describes the authentic Mexican dishes prepared at Roberto's. Choose from over 100 family recipes. You see, Roberto's uses only the finest and freshest ingredients available.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
Ah, it's going to be a glorious day.
Cat owners, listen up. There's a new product for cats who have the need for weed. It's called Meowawana. This isn't your daddy's catnip. The purveyors at Meowawana have developed an entire line of 100% organic catnip, accessories, and apparel. And Meowawana is manufactured with no marijuana. But who cares? It is so cool. Check out their amazing website at meowawana.com. You'll find jars of buds, pill bottles of leaf and flake, spliffs, blunts, spray, and even medical Meowawana ID cards. Your furry friends will love it. And Meowawana is produced right here in the USA. It's a perfect treat for your BFF. That's best feline friend. And you know how good catnip is for your cat. It helps stimulate exercise and is safe and non-addictive. Order Meowawana now and get the Kevin Wall special. 15% off. Just use the promo code WALL at checkout. We're not kidding around. Go to meowawana.com. That's MEOWIJUANA.com. Meowawana.com.
Hot air ballooning. Over the decades, many of you have enjoyed the freedom of flight, floating high above the Las Vegas Valley, overlooking the beauty and diversity of our great city. But one segment of our society has been denied that opportunity. Wounded warriors, seniors, children with disabilities, in fact, anyone who's mobility challenged or might have trouble coming aboard. But all that has changed. Hey, Kevin Wall here, chairman of the board of Chariot of Fire Ballooning, a new 501c3 nonprofit. Our mission is to provide free or subsidized flights for those who can't afford it on one of a handful of hot air balloons in the world that are wheelchair accessible. Unlike other hot air balloons where you have to climb up and over into the basket, Chariot of Fire features a basket with a ramp so that everyone can come aboard with ease and with dignity. But I need your help. If you'd like to help wounded warriors and others in our community who are mobility challenged to live out their dream of flight, check out chariotoffireballooning.org. Your donation is tax deductible. That's chariotoffireballooning.org. And thank you in advance for your generosity.
My name is Dustin Coney. I'm the owner of Mr. Coney's Barbershop, and I'm a proud client of City National Bank. My grandfather was a barber, grew up in his shop, sweeping the floors. Being a barber is more than just somebody that's cutting hair. You are a friend, you're a brother, you're a neighbor, and that's what inspired me to get into it. I was referred to City National by Gina McAllister. She is somebody that I trust with my entire business.
When Dustin came to me as a new business owner, I knew referring him to City National Bank would be a good idea because I knew they would take care of him.
It was important to be with people that I know care about me and my success and offer products and services that will help my business reach its long-term goals. I see Mr. Coney's being in every city in the United States of America. I see products, I see hair salons, I see everything. And I know as my business grows, my relationship with City National will grow.
The people you trust City National. Visit CNB.com to learn more. City National Bank, an RBC company. CNB, member FDIC.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? We're happy to inform you that there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. It's a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. You choose your doctor and hospital, starting at $199 a month for a single, up to $529 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all kids. For more info, visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
I got great news. If you shop in Southern Nevada at Smith's Food and Drug, a.k.a. Kroger's Company, you can help nonprofits because they will actually contribute. Now, this is great stuff. For instance, I'm the chairman of the board of a nonprofit. It's called Chariot of Fire Ballooning. .org. You can check it out. You can Google search it. It's a really cool thing. But you can donate to it and help us provide life-changing hot air balloon rides to those with mobility restrictions or in wheelchairs with financial assistance. Smith's Food and Drug has announced that they're going to donate 0.05% of qualifying purchases at their stores to a designated nonprofit. And Chariot of Fire is just one of those. So when you go to Smith's next time, go to the desk and just tell them that you'd like to make Chariot of Fire your nonprofit, your designated nonprofit. It's going to be really cool. And by the way, chariotoffireballooning.org is where you can find us. But help us out. Smith Food and Drug. Yeah, Smith's is going to help. And they're going to donate 0.05%. Now, that doesn't sound like a lot, but day by day, that's a lot of money. That's a lot of balloon rides for folks who are wounded warriors, 8-year-old cerebral palsy victims. It's really a cool thing. Anyway, let's go to your phone calls, shall we? Let's go to Brady. Brady, you're up and you're on Live and Local now. Go right ahead.
Yeah, thanks, Kevin, for taking my call. There was some breaking news that just came out on the BBC. I don't know if you heard, but Michael Avenatti, that Stormy Daniels' lawyer, is now looking into Ruth Bader Ginsburg's early history back in her high school days. And they found some evidence that in 1853, Abe Lincoln might have groped her.
Oh, no, I got a better one. Michael Avenatti's going to call a press conference, and Stormy Daniels is going to say, hey, he was no virgin in high school. I know, because I was playing Washington, D.C. And let me just put it this way, he's no virgin. I can just see it. Somehow he's going to try and get going to try and get Stormy Daniels involved in this story. I just know he is.
Another thing I heard, they found Ruth's chastity belt from back then, and it was dented but not opened.
Yeah, there you go. Thanks, Brady. You're not helping. We're trying to take this thing to a higher level, and somehow it's just not working. Don't forget this hour of Live and Local Now, brought to you in part by Liberty HealthShare, offering an affordable health care option that allows you to enroll any time of the year, even today. Check it out, libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. Coming up, who should we believe? Should we believe Brett Kavanaugh? Those of you that saw the interview. You saw the interview with Martha McCallum? I thought it was amazingly credible. He looked like an honest, good guy who's the victim of a smear campaign. I'm going to open up our phone lines. I'm going to give everybody an equal chance. We're going to make sure everybody's got an equal chance. 844-2-NEVADA. That's 844-263-8232. Who do you trust? Brett Kavanaugh, accuser number one, accuser number two, or maybe a third accuser who's going to wait 48 hours to come out. This is so bizarre. Stick around. More to do as we continue Live and Local now. Would you like to reduce your business's electric bill by 30, 40, even 60%? Then you need to check out ReduceMyAC.com. My friends at ReduceMyAC.com sell the new FridgeWise smart motors, which will dramatically reduce the cost of cooling. How does it work? Well, your current blower motor runs at only one speed, but this new smart motor from FridgeWise runs at variable speeds, faster or slower. It will keep your air at a consistent desired temperature, and their motor and fan systems for walk-in coolers and freezers save up to 75% of current electricity used. For businesses as small as a mom-and-pop grocery or restaurant to the largest office building, retail space, or casino, it could save you tens of thousands of dollars annually. Give them a call, 702-570-2501. That's 702-570-2501. or check them out at ReduceMyAC.com. That's ReduceMyAC.com. ReduceMyAC.com.